You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus, write, "These things said he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne, and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored, and hast not fainted." In all the letters that Jesus sent to the seven churches, one common denominator is that Jesus acknowledged their works. He said, "I know thy works." Whatever you are doing, please note that the person who needs to know, that person knows. A child of God should never become frustrated or discouraged because of lack of acknowledgement from men. You don't need it. It is Jesus that we are serving. And the person we are serving says, "I know thy works. I know what you are doing." And you know, it also means that if you are also doing something you should not be doing, he knows it also, even if it is hidden. But the focus is more on what you are doing for his name. He knows it. He said, "I also know your labor. Your labor." You know that sometimes people can even see your works, but they can't see your labor. They cannot see the sacrifice that is behind what you are producing. They can't see what goes in, the effort that you put in to get that output. People may not see it. They may not understand it. They may not know the sacrifice you have made to sing. They may not know what you have gone through in order to produce that movie for them to watch, or that drama that you perform in the church assembly. They may not know what has gone into it. They may not know the sacrifice you have made for other people to have food on their table. They may not even know that God is using your finance to bring his message to them. They may never know your labor, the hard work, the pain, the endurance that you are going through in order to be of help to other people. But Jesus is saying to you, he says, "I know your labor. And I also know your patience." So even though sometimes it looks like while you are doing all of that, things are not happening fast for even you yourself, but you have remained patient. He says, "I know it." Then he said, "I know that you cannot bear them which are evil." You are not one of those people that tolerate evil. You are not an hypocrite. You are one of those that will not support unrighteousness. He says, "I know it." You may not have a lot of people supporting you. You may be the one pointing out and say, "What we are doing is not right." But you may not have people supporting you. They may even gang up against you. Jesus says, "I know that." He said, "I also know that you have tried them. We say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars." I know. I also know you are not one of those people that tolerate false prophets, false teachers. You are not one of those that accept anybody, whatever they call themselves. You will find, you will make a check, you will do your own findings. And when you have found them to be liars, you are not afraid of what other people will say. You will point it out. "This man is fake. These ones, they are not true servant of God." Jesus said, "I know." He said, "I also know that you have borne, you have borne and has patience and labor for his name, and you have not fainted. You have not given up. Even though sometimes you look as if you should give up. Even though sometimes you feel like quitting, but yet you continue to press on." Jesus, this is Jesus, is saying to you, "I know it." And you know, for me, nothing can be more encouraging to the fact that Jesus sees everything I'm doing. You know, in a football match, there are spectators that are hailing the footballers. There is no footballer that wants to play ball in an empty stadium where there are no crowds cheering them. But can I tell you, God himself is our own spectator. And that's all that we need. And God is more than all the spectators in this world. If God's eyes are on you, if God is looking at what you are doing, you need no other person again to look at you or to recognize you. Find comfort knowing that every single thing you are doing, Jesus, he knows it. The day that you almost literally sacrifice your life, emptied yourself, empty your account, when you were sick, but yet you still made yourself available, he knows it. He said, I know it. And you can be rest assured that even your reward is assured in Christ Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org and our email is info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.